WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Summertime has particular significance in the field of weather. Weather enthusiasts know that June 1st signals the start of hurricane season. But summer also brings another dangerous phenomenon that comes from thunderstorms, lightning. Lightning is an atmospheric discharge of electricity. During the summer, scattered air mass thunderstorms are common, plus the warm weather brings us time for enjoying outdoor activities. At any one moment, there are as many as 1,800 thunderstorms in progress somewhere on the Earth. That's 16 million storms a year. Wow. Lightning develops in the cloud as water droplets and ice crystals rub and bounce together. Initially, positive and negative charges exist throughout the developing storm, but with time, those charges become separated, with the positive charges in the top of the thunderstorm and negative charges in the lower portion of the storm. As the charges grow stronger, the electrical potential becomes greater, until at some point, the insulating quality of the air can be broken down and the lightning discharge occurs. There are many types of lightning and a host of different names. I think of lightning in four categories: in cloud, cloud to cloud, cloud to ground, and cloud to clear air. There's also a special kind that we're not likely to see unless we're on the space shuttle, and that's cloud to ionosphere lightning, with names like Elves, Blue Jet, and Sprite. In cloud lightning is a discharge inside a thunderstorm, while cloud to cloud refers to a discharge between different storms. Cloud to ground is the discharge between the storm and the ground, and that's the most dangerous kind. Cloud to clear air is a rather rare type and often very hard to see. Some interesting facts about lightning. Each second, there are 50 to 100 cloud to ground lightning strikes to the Earth worldwide. Most lightning strikes average 2 to 3 miles in length and carry a current of 10,000 amps at 100 million volts. Lightning deaths are underreported. In the United States, lightning deaths average 61 during the last 30 years. Think you might not be at risk? Your chance of being struck in any one year is 1 in 700,000. But over your lifetime, about an 80-year lifespan, it's a 1 in 5,000. So heed lightning's own warning, the thunder. When thunder roars, stay indoors. That's WeatherBrains 101 for this edition. If you have questions about weather terms, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.